Hello, penny droppers. Have I got a metaphor for you today? Now, I know some of you have been here listening to the penny drop for quite some time, so you may recognize this one, but I've changed the context slightly, of course, to what we can do to be a better host. So I grew up on a sheep, cattle and cropping farm, and one of my strongest memories is watching Dad draft sheep. It is an art form. And what I've come to realise is that the farmer's art of drafting sheep is very similar to a host's art of drafting ideas. Because as hosts, we need to be able to use our drafting gates constantly as we navigate through life. So probably needing a little bit more explanation here. So here we go. You are going to get the 101 of drafting sheep. Drafting sheep is how farmers sort out their sheep. This might mean separating them by age groups or by sex, weaning the lambs from the ewes, cutting out the rams after mating, or even just separating the smaller ones from the heavier ones. But in order to sort out the sheep, you need to make sheep do a whole heap of stuff that they don't naturally want to do. First, you need to make sheep run down a skinny chute, which we call a race, and it's been designed so that sheep run in a single file so that the farmer can get a good look at them when they run past. And in order to do that, they need to run towards the farmer, who is ready to swing a small drafting gate across the race to direct each sheep into one of three bigger yards. So there's one straight ahead, there's one to the left, and one to the right. But the thing is, sheep do not like running towards people. They like to run away from them. And because of that, this whole drafting system has been set up so that it works for both the farmer and the sheep. So the drafting system starts when the farmer gets a couple of sheepdogs and they go up into the back paddocks to find the sheep. The dogs stay close enough to the sheep to keep them moving, but far enough away not to scare them. Similarly, as hosts, we need to go out into the back paddocks to collect our ideas, but not be too quick to scare off any possible ideas or scare off any great talent, great guests. Next, the sheep come down and they move into the feed-in yard and then get pushed through a bugle yard, which is a yard with a sharp U-turn in it. So yes, it is like the brass instrument. And yes, I did have to ring Dad to find out the name of the bugle yard. Now, this is a really clever design because it lets the sheep see and follow each other, but also works to hide the farmer that they need to run past. It is genius. However, the genius that struck me was how Dad could so quickly inspect, select, and then direct the sheep into the right yards. And as hosts, we need to become just as skilled and quick at inspecting and then categorizing everything all around us all the time, everything that we read, watch, and hear, so that we've always got a yard full of great ideas. Finally, the farmer has to do something with the sheep in the different yards. And usually it's cull, keep, or sell. Now, as hosts, we need to be able to cull ideas, but not always the ones that we first think. Often we need to sell our ideas to others in our team in order for them to get up. But when it comes to keeping ideas, something that me as a host cares about, but maybe farmers don't, is we want to keep the ideas that we can make interesting. We only want interesting sheep. So ultimately, drafting starts off as a collection process, bringing all the sheep into one place together. Then it becomes a selection process, sorting out which sheep belong in which yards. Finally, it moves into an execution process. Now, for farmers, that can sometimes be the more literal meaning of the word, but for hosts, it's about implementation, taking action and bringing those ideas to life. Unlike farming, this drafting system isn't something that hosts only use occasionally. We don't just use it on podcasting days or when events are on. We need to use it constantly. It becomes a way of being. It becomes our way to navigate life. And so I've got three things that help us to get our navigation system started and running well. First thing we need to do is break our algorithm. So to find new and interesting topics and get up to the back paddock, we need to break the algorithm of our daily lives, because it's not only social media algorithms that warp our worldview, our social life algorithms do too. Because if we're only seeing, hearing, and watching the same people, places, and ideas, then we're just sort of swimming in a sea of sameness. Instead, we need to go to new places, meet new people, and read stuff that we wouldn't usually read nor think we care about. And to break our own algorithm, you can try my process, which you've heard about here before on the Penny Drop, which is walk, talk, gawk, and balk. So walk to new places, talk to new people, gawk at unfamiliar things, and balk at your usual habits. I reckon that will help you break your algorithm and discover great and interesting ideas. So break the algorithm. The second thing to do is to filter the fluff. Now, every day we are walking through a world, both geographically and digitally, that is full of things built to deceive and influence us. So we need to build a mental filter, a drafting gate, if you like, to filter out the fluff, the sensationalism, the spin. And I think by setting up some criteria in our heads to help us sift through the noise, it helps us to focus on those things that are genuinely important and interesting. And I do that with three questions. We just need to ask, is it reliable? Is it relevant? Is it relatable? Those three questions will do most of the filtering and the curation for us. And finally, make it interesting. It is not enough for an idea to be important. We need to know how to make it interesting. Everything has the potential to be interesting. It's all about how we look at it. Because as hosts, we get to shape and frame how our audience sees, reads, or hears something. And by learning to approach every story from our audience's point of view, we create story angles that intersect with their lives. So it's a little bit about building a bugle yard so we can lead our audience into something that feels natural and okay, and then show them something that they weren't expecting. So, just like Dad's system for drafting sheep, as hosts, we need a drafting system to collect, select, and present great content that breaks through the noise, filters out the fluff, and makes our ideas irresistibly interesting. If you can do that, it's genius. So, as you're starting to see, there is a lot that needs to happen for hosts before a show, an interview, an event, or even a meeting. And it's not necessarily about the work, but rather it's a way of being. Last episode, we talked about calibration. This week, it's about navigation. And these first two steps are about mindset and approach. Next week, we'll get into the step that I reckon you're expecting comes before we host anything, preparation. And this is the actual work that needs to be done. But I'm going to try my best to make sure I lead you down a bugle yard and give you a sharp angle that you are not expecting. Okay, I'm going to leave you with that. Again, if there is someone in your life who does a lot of hosting or wants to do some hosting, I would love if you could send this episode and the others their way. Otherwise, just keep listening every week as we talk about the things that you can do to be a better host on this season of The Penny Drop. I'm going to leave you there because it has been a longer one than usual. It took quite a time for me to get all of my ideas out and through the drafting gates into your brains. But I will look forward to talking with you again next episode.